This is the Morning Crossfire on 92.3 Nigeria Info.
Good morning. Thank God it's Friday. It is 12th August 2022. My name is Ano Ogbeviri. So yesterday, a photo was circulating online. And in that photo, four men, one of them, Davis Ibiamu Ikaya, then a PDP governorship candidate, Sim Fubara, and then Governor Yesom Wike, and then Chris Feinberg. So when we saw the photo yesterday, it felt like it was Governor Yesom Wike now, you know, mixing with or further with APC people. We did not realize that it was Chris Feinbaum that was dumping the APC for the PDP. and several reactions already, both online and offline. No one saw this coming. It's not a new thing. Nobody should sound surprised. No, there's some that you should sound surprised. You should actually be surprised. Remember, on August 8th, we spoke to Chris Feinbaum, and this is what he had to say. I'm going to play it. There are several others I could actually bring out to play this morning, but let's just stick with this particular one. Oh, my. Just this one.
For obvious reasons, his men of yesterday have turned political foes today. His entourage has seen faces change over and over again of late. We know his threat is essentially directed at his henchmen who have taken their destinies in their own hands. The APC in River State has news for Governor Wike. He is not in any position to demolish the hotel, leisure places, or any property of any APC member in River State under any guise whatsoever. This message should sink in adequately. We hope the governor takes this warning seriously.
And 3 days later, Mr. Chris Feinbaum dumped the APC and is now a member of the PDP or with the PDP. I don't know. I haven't seen any letter, though, but he has joined the PDP. Oh, he did speak to our correspondent, Martha Okiri.
You probably have read or seen or heard. Well, my short answer is that it is what it is. I left the party because I had to leave the party. The reasons are legion, and it is not for me to make it a press issue today. Life is full of surprises. They should simply carry on. They will also keep seeing surprises. So this is not the first, and this is not going to be the last.
All right. Just trying to tell Rivers people that if you think you have seen anything with Chris Feinbaum dumping the APC 3 days after his last statement about the threat by Governor Yesom Wike to demolish hotels that are used for meetings where they recruit alleged ex-cultists or cultists and ex-militants as thugs to cause violence in the state just so that they can further their political ambition. Then Chris Feinbaum is saying, you all haven't seen nothing yet. And here we are on radio every morning, and we have people on one side and people on the other side, and some people who just sway from sad to sad. And they have positions that they, you know, they fight for. Some people actually fight. They quarrel with their family members because of politicians and political parties. And then we see this kind of move. This is not the first. We're seeing things are building up. I'm sure some of us already know. the big elephant in the room. Things are building up, and we'll wait for what will eventually happen. And then we have all these who have supporters, and all the things they've said, all the quarrels, all the mayhem, the killing sometimes. And then after all that, the person says, oh, I'm moving to this party. And oh, stop it now. You know, politics is about interest. It's not really about party. The person is not feeling... Can politicians be trusted? Can politicians be trusted? Oh, we've even heard some who are, you know, Voltrons on radio. They've parted as well. Everybody has a reason, good reason, according to them. But this is what we have seen. And like Chris Feinbaum said, this is just the beginning. More surprises are coming. Can politicians be trusted? Should people do the do or die on behalf of politicians? That is my question. 0817-923-0002. 0817-923-0003. 0817-923-0009. Spokesperson of the APC in River State, Chris Feinbold, has dumped the party for the PDP in the state. On Twitter, at NigeriaInfoPH. On Facebook, at NigeriaInfoPH. The photo is up there. You can see how good they all look together in that photo. Four men. WhatsApp 0809036416. I'm thinking that, you know, in a couple of months, some people will not even have any political party. What is the process? How long do they need to be out for before they jump in to another party? People are going to be selling forms. Are parties going to make money because people are porting? Or is it that they give them the forms for free? Okay, then you have to pay the dues, right? John is in Omudioga. John, you're on.
Yes, Enoch. The Chris Feinbone dumped APC and jumped PDP. You know, it's not a rumor to us. It's no longer a news. Since last month, 2 months ago, we the member of All Progressive Congress, we noticed this from him, that he has put his word at Cobra. It's not a news against the reversible out of APC family. We know that. We know him. See, when we are talking, we don't mean that who is character, that when they speak, Nigeria will listen to them. When Chris Feinbone changed,
hold on, sir. John, somebody please tell John and others that are going to call that it's a conversation. It's not a dumping ground. John said that there are people that when they speak, Nigeria listens. Doesn't mean they have integrity or Nigerians just listen and just listen.
Good luck. He's the most.
He's been talking all this time. 0817-923-0002. Trying to get Chris Feinbone to talk to us, but he says he doesn't want to make it a media thing. Maybe he'll change his mind now. Cling team, yeah, and Bori, good morning.
Yes. Well, I have to laugh because This story is very funny.
It shocked.
When we were saying that Chris Feinbone is a very unstable character, people think we are joking. Well, like you said, it is what it is. He has left APC. He has left Amechi. So what's left in APC? So we should just move on and just look at them as some those that are important. Thank you.
Yeah, but these people are the people that sit together and make decisions for the party and for other politicians who eventually get into office. So why should Nigerians look the other way? You're not concerned? Doesn't bother you? It is what it is? Should we take that to the bank? Then what? And I was just thinking, these politicians, they have families too. How do they deal with them? I'm just wondering. WhatsApp 0809036416. Chris Feinbone said, you haven't seen anything yet. Trust these men at your own peril. Chris Mata shocked me seriously. People who take politics as an occupation can't have integrity because it's all about their stomach. Walker Richie says, one thing I realized when talking politics with older people is that Nigeria almost worked once. There were times when people had faith and hope in this country, and then we keep electing the same people that betrayed that faith. Worse yet, we haven't learned our lessons yet. I'm not playing God, but these politicians' prominence days in Nigerian politics are numbered. In 2023, we shall witness the birth of an ideology in Nigerian politics. The youth must seize this opportunity and play their part. By the way, it's International Youth Day. Congratulations to all the young people who believe. Let me leave it there. Austin is in Kwaku. Austin, good morning.
Good morning, Eno.
Mm-hmm.
It's very funny. More and more are coming in.
Mm-hmm.
That's the direction of Nigeria. We don't know where we are. Sometimes when you stand and look at the other side of the river and you look at the still country, you realize sometimes you the end. Or the bridge takes the few waves, boom, one direction, say, ah, this is beautiful. The next time, another one again comes to me. They ask for, say, you are the first. This is the thing so much believing. Maybe it's your leader. You keep that destination to be one. At the end of the day, you are the center. And you ask him, okay, where are you going to now? They all keep telling us that you think what you need in the direction. Now you are leaving us. What do you want to do to you? Let's say, I find your way.
Jackson is calling. Jackson, good morning. Where are you calling from?
Hello, good morning.
Morning, Jackson.
Yeah, I'm calling from Arumakwu, Port Harcourt.
All right, let's hear you.
Yeah, all I would say is politics without modernity to amplify the criminality. Yeah. Lies the integrity of the political class. You dine each discuss heart to heart with the man this morning. By tomorrow morning, you push him out, stab him at the back, and move on. And you think that life just continues that way. Where is the integrity? Where is the morality of politics in this country? Where is the ideology? We just a bunch of political class who just doesn't care about what happens with their integrity tomorrow. It's very unfortunate.
No, but
it's
Jackson.
Not only about Feinberg.
Okay, go on.
But it is a majority issue. It is an issue that calls for compliance. It is painful that you cannot trust your fellow human beings. You see, I don't know, my dear sister. I just can't understand why we are living such a life in this country.
Yeah, but Jackson, these same people are the people that people get to vote for eventually. They're the ones that, you know, are appointed as commissioners, a council chairman, you know, chairman of boards. What does that say then?
That is the reason why the country is not moving forward. Mm. The content of the characters of the men who govern is why what it is today. That is the reason why we produce 2.7 million barrels of crude oil as we import finished products. Men without consent are the corridors of power. That is why Nigerians are suffering. You don't have to look far for to get the answer.
All right. Thank you. Barry is calling from Ajib. Barry, good morning.
Good morning, man.
Yeah, let's talk.
Good morning. Well, it's a little bit. The Prince Pambo is the secretary this morning. You see, these politicians, those that are so sentenced, don't use their heads. They will always use up. Look at somebody that was criticizing me last week. He's the one that is embracing it today. You see, very simple. And maybe we also become a leader of people in university. Why we say we become leader of people in university?
Say again?
Thank you very much.
No. Barry, say again.
I say very soon. Mm. I make you become a leader of PDP in River State. Become leader of APC.
While VK becomes leader of APC in River State, we should mark your words. All right, Barry. All right, I think I want to hold on to something different. That sounds disturbing, but different as well. I've come to realize now that I cannot trust any Nigerian politician. I swear, this man criticized Governor VK all day, all time. Now he's left his party. And this has to rank as the greatest political transfer news ever. Nigerian politics is a huge joke. Michael from Port Harcourt. And I'm just laughing, enjoying the drama. Vivian Ovuru, send that in. I repeat, trust the devil, but never trust the Nigerian politician, Dick A from Port Harcourt. Chris Feinborn defecting from APC to PDP. There's no difference between politicians and... Okay. Trustitians. Felix from Chuba. Samuel Chonkea in Nigeria. Never have a godfather. They will mess up your ideology and views of life. I'm a member of APC. Nobody brought me to this party, so I don't have to follow anybody when they're leaving the party. Carry me, Dego. Carry me, Dego. Where has Chris Finebone carried his people to? We'll be right back with Nigerian Football Hacker. Stay tuned.
We take off with the biggest conversations with an exchange of opinions and ideas on the Morning Crossfire. Settle you into your day when we say hello, Podhackers.
Take you on a ride to the sunny side of life.
Hover a bit while picking at the details on hard facts. Take a detour through the exciting world of sports.
And get back on track with Let's Talk.
Land you safely as we chit-chat into the morning on Chat Station.
Chat Station.
And then do it all over again on your number one talk, news and sports radio station, 92.3 Nigeria Info. This is the Morning Crossfire on 92.3 Nigeria Info.
Good morning. Thank you for joining the region's biggest conversation. This is Friday, and someone said it is the biggest political transfer news ever. Chris Finebone, APC spokesperson, has joined the People's Democratic Party. Okay. So I'm going to play something from when Senator Magnus Abe had his, well, his time in the party. Okay, let's see. You can join the conversation on Twitter at Nigerian4PH, on Facebook at Nigerian4PH, on WhatsApp 08090306416. This is what he had to say about Magnus Abe.
Senator Abe and his supporters had, by their actions and utterances, long ceased to be functional members of APC, and that is true. They shunned and refused to participate in the membership revalidation exercise that was carried out nationwide by the party. They also abstained from other legitimate activities of the party, making their recent purported resignation a mere formality and part of their face-saving exit strategy. We appreciate your understanding that there is no blanket exit or exodus of well-meaning members of Rivers APC. We believe that movements of politicians in and out of political parties in Nigeria have become part of the political culture of politicians, especially towards the end of every election cycle. It cuts across all political parties. We want to emphatically state for the umpteenth time that well-meaning members of Rivers APC are intact. What you might have seen recently is the usual self-cleansing mechanism of the party at work.
For obvious reasons, his men of yesterday have turned political foes today. His entourage has seen faces change over and over again of late. We know his threat is essentially directed at his henchmen who have taken their destinies in their own hands. The APC in Rivers State has news for Governor Wike. He is not in any position to demolish the hotel, leisure places, or any property of any APC member in Rivers State under any guise whatsoever. This message should sink in adequately. We hope the governor takes this warning seriously.
The social...
I'm looking for another one. Oh, I hope we find... There's one other one. Promise is calling from GRA. Good morning.
Good morning, you know.
Yes.
I peacefully listening to the playback of Chris Finebone. And I also remember that the man was asking on the TV that when I woke up for the middle class, spokesman of APC. And he came on the air and was so proud about this. And today, the man has found his way to APC. And that people should report that in days to come, the 13 prime votes will also find his way to APC. And today, that news is here. You can see that we are talking that do nothing to people that are not sincere. People who cannot speak the truth, when they see people who test themselves, you can say, you listen to it. We cannot determine between the fine bone and someone who are who is not in place. Who is not ready to bring democracy to our team? Protecting with Jonathan, they know what we do, and they know what we say. Thank you.
Daniel is in Transamadi. Daniel, you're on.
Good morning.
Good morning.
For me, I'm not surprised. Politicians in Nigeria, they are like in take politics as a business. And whoever they have a better negotiation, they move. So it's all about what they want to have at the point when they want to get it. But my pity to some of the individuals who, in the day of election, will vote for political parties. You don't look at individual, a candidate. Then you go to vote. You just vote because this is party. At the end of this, at the end of the year, this individual knew where they meet. And if the other one that you're cascading or even fighting your brother, bring a better deal, they move. Because what is important for them is what they're going to benefit. So you are going to see more Chris Feinbohm and some political party that are going to stay fight because of APC or PDP. At the end of the day, those individuals have access to the public funds. They will enjoy themselves, swing the wine, and dance in a good party while you are there fighting yourself. Be sensible and vote the rightful candidate rather than political party. Thank you very much.
I think sometimes some of us are just trusting. We want to give them the benefit of the doubt, you know. Mr. K says, this is unbelievable. What? These guys are shameless and have no iota of integrity. Chukwe Buka, LOL politicians. Chris says, it shows there is no morality. Politicians are after their stomach and selfish interests and not the interests of anybody. Even Wike is romancing with APC for his personal interest. Nothing new. It is what it is. Jonuma, okay, says somebody should wake him up from this dream, please. This to tell those that do not understand that all Nigerian politicians are stomach infrastructure politicians. If this could be true, I tell who cares that I am vindicated. It is true, darling. two down, 18 to follow. We know them. Don't worry, my sister. You'll soon read this in your in-house news. I think I read that before the commercial. I know politicians defect, but this Feinbohm defection surprised me, Father Ika. Just when I was thinking Wike would defect to APC, Mr. Feinbohm comes to PDP. So if Wike defects to APC now, will Mr. Feinbohm follow him? Joy is calling from Ongpo Village. Joy, good morning.
Good morning. I just wanted to contribute. So that is the reason why they shouldn't be fighting over this thing. It is, they can change at any time. We are all Nigerians. If you do or die something, let's just eat. If there is, if a switch to PDP or any year to make our country to be better, no problem. But if you do or die something, they should tell you to do or die. Because somebody knows to know, look at now, they have sent from everything to PDP. So that is how it is. They should just take it easy, easy, easy. Everybody can switch to any party you like, but don't do that. They should stop this killing, and problem. Thank you.
All right, thank you, Joy. Good morning. You know, this one choked me. These politicians are not to be trusted at all. Youths, please and please don't kill yourself for these men. I beg you, Madam T. Our politicians nowadays are betrayed. They don't think of people that vote for them. More are still coming. A last touch from Port Harcourt. It is politics. So after all the rubbish he said last weekend about the governor, Wike, it don't change like chameleon. This Chris, we can deceive people with his mouth. He's the same person that said Wike's house has crumbled and they've left Wike. Now, you want Joy House where they crumble. Check and balance it, Nigeria. Una de see warm up with Una PVC. Chair Gozi from Abuja. Our politicians have shown how untrustworthy in highest order they could be. This is laughable. Chile from Rumosi. Politics in Nigeria has spread, but the depth is my concern. This paints an ugly picture of our politicians because of lack of ideology, integrity, and sincerity. This is unfortunate, and their interest is stomach under structure. David, Ebulu Michael, on Chris Feinbohm, Jesus wept. Chris is in Rumola. Chris, good morning. You're on.
Hello, good morning.
Yes, let's hear you.
Yes, I am surprised, and also I am not that surprised because I don't have this news from your program now, and I have to check your online and I I'm surprised because I think the fact that has always been in the news, decided to talking a lot. I think since about 8 years now, or 7 years now, he has been in the, he has always been there. So where is the morality? If you want a documentary on what this is time to talk about it, and this is what I want to say to you, because I don't want to categorize such a character. We can be Nigerian politicians. You know, that anyway, I just want you to say that maybe just an accident about the last one. He was the one that said that Jesus was looking in my country. So I now believe that the start of the internal country that Jesus is on my way. He doesn't have the integrity, he doesn't have the morality.
All right, Chris, let me leave you there. The other Chris is waiting for us at Dube. Chris, good morning.
Good morning. God bless you.
Bless you too.
I'm seeing this edition of Chris Fineboy as that those movie of Osofia and Richie Motunaga of the old. Honestly, I come to understand these politicians. What did they take us for? Chris Fineboy. Maybe he's come back to PDP to go and bring our governor back to APC. Maybe that is the main target.
Okay.
He's going there to go and get the man, then all of them will go back to APC. It's just like a dream.
All right. Don't sleep. Wake up. Justice is Rumo Lumeni. Good morning, Justice.
Yes, good morning, Reno. Like we go to work.
Mm.
Politicians are doing their work. Their work is to say sweet things for their employers and make people to believe their employer. That's their job.
Mm.
When they find another job that is more juicy, they go there.
Mm.
But now, the good ones would maintain standard. And I tell you, this is the character of politicians. We believed so much in Buhari before he came. This is how he is. There are people today that are vying for position. The Peter Obi, Tinubu, Atiku, all of them. They can also break our heart when they get there. So I don't believe them. I just see the person and try to know whether he is good, what he has done, and how, you know, he carries people along. So let's not believe strongly in anybody.
Right.
Anything can, they will move to different places. They move for their interest.
Mm.
It is their job.
Okay.
So people killing themselves for this politician, I am this. All the people we came now, were they not with Amechi when Amechi was in power?
Mm. Even Wike was with Amechi at some point.
Yeah, even Wike was with Amechi. So it is their job. Just know that they are playing on the minds of Nigerians and, you know, doing their thing. There is no way you'll be employed for somebody and you speak against the person. After our mother told us, when you eat, don't talk.
Mm.
It is when you're not eating, you talk. People criticizing a particular person now is because they are not eating from there.
Mm.
That's my take.
All right. That last sentence, though. Yeah, but someone will argue that Chris Fineboy did a great job as a spokesperson for the APC, while he was there. Osaki Evans Taria says the two parties, APC and PDP, are the same. God help our country. He writes in from Bile. I think most Nigerians are agreed on that. Politics and rivers of uncertainty. No sane youth should kill themselves for political reason. No doubt defection is born of personal decision and interest. For me, Chris Fineboy is just one man in the party. What makes him relevant is the position he occupied in the APC. Sanupobo Man, he has joined his brother as the PDP governorship candidate in his ambition. Amadi Ejike Manier says the limitations of good governance, tribalism, favoritism, religion, nepotism, etc., Opopo connection. Stephen, it's not the biggest transfer. Politics is a game of interest. No one owns a political party. Nigerians should learn to vote candidate, not party. Fineboy joining PDP shouldn't be a bone of contention. Oh, Fineboy is now the bone of contention. The question should be, is it welcome by PDP with the look on Wike's face in that picture. Did you think he got into PDP without Wike's invitation? I said it a while back, Richard says, politicians are nothing but the same old men without character or integrity. I'm yet to see any individual in the Nigerian political space with integrity. They've been waiting. Facebook, that's the way forward. Rivers is PDP, PDP is Rivers. Transfer window will end on September 1st. A good move for him because he'll join his mouth with Mr. Aside Sweet Me, you could pin them to inform Rivers people on how to keep... Okay, well... The truth be told, today politicians have no intention to develop you and me. All they understand is what they'll get in the system. Chris Finebone is no different. Hansen Louis says, why are people surprised? Have you also forgotten the meaning of politics in Nigeria? Hansen, please help us. Help us remember. Temple says, politicians can never be trusted at all. They're the same people. They will promise you they'll never leave their party to another party. In the end, you hear that they've defected. For us, the citizens, this is not new. Again, we are used to it. Transfer news. Some are bought while others are on transfer fee. I'm watching and expecting more shock from our politicians. Good morning. Who sent that? Promise. Okay, gotta stop here. Thank you for joining the conversation. I think I have to stop here this time. But someone is asking, what price was paid for this player to join this new club? But I hope Nigerians take the lesson from this. I hope you take a lesson from this. My name is Enoch Beviri. We're Nigerian for Port Harcourt. Good morning. Thank you for your time.